you, Jesus. Goliath, you were everything that held me back, but still the one I ran to when my foot was off my path. My mind was set on running from you, I was giving in, surrendering, but my will was buried deep within. Anxiety became my friend and took away my passion, and lust was just a lover that corrupted all my actions. A non-giant made me forget how my God can never suffer defeat, 'cause he made all that's in front of me. If that's the case, then I shouldn't fear you. You should fear the one living in me that is true, the me that's tapped into his kingdom, plugged into prayer, lighting up the world, and now my flesh cannot compare. What purpose does my fear serve except to keep my vision so far from being clear? That's why I'm standing here. The giant in the field is everything that's standing in between me and the Lord's will. Trust and surrender in Goliath the God. Will my faith win, or will I be beaten by the rod? The rod that brings condemnation, but his wounds gave salvation, and now his grace water falls into precipitation. His rain gives his living water in the form of rain, and it falls on us and brings a joy that we cannot explain. Rather than speak in broken pieces, I speak with his pieces. I walk on water and my demons drown in the deep end. Instead of seeking me and lusting after my flesh, I lay it all aside, 'cause I am so much more content with less. I'd rather flee from sin and then appear defiant, and as my flesh dies, they will see that God is the real giant. Goodbye, Goliath.